friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. When someone hurts you, how do you deal with that hurt? Do you usually get upset and angry? Or do you try to work through the problem? Well, you might find today's lesson called Emotional Debt very useful. It is impossible to move beyond the past until all the emotional debts are paid. So friends, today we are going to talk about moving beyond emotional debts and dealing with unresolved pain. Friends, I hope you have your magazines open because it is time for us to begin. Follow me.
Emotional debt. We can't move beyond the past until our emotional debts are paid. Many people today live under the weight of debt from loans or credit cards. As harmful as financial debt is, there is another form of debt that is even more damaging, emotional debt. Dr. James Richards states that emotional debt occurs when we experience emotional pain that remains unresolved. If the pain is not dealt with, it will affect us our entire lives.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 loan 这个名词。Loan 是指贷款或借款，例如 This bank offers loans with lower rates to small businesses. 这家银行提供小型企业较低利息的贷款，或者是 Bob has to work two jobs to pay his student loan. Bob 得打两份工才能够付他的学生贷款。Loan 也可以当动词，意思是指借出。例如 Our neighbors were kind enough to loan us their truck. 我们的邻居心非常好，借我们卡车。继续我们看的是 unresolved 这个形容词 ,un 是否定的字首 ,resolved 是 resolve, 解决这个动词的过去分词所以 unresolved 是指未解决的或者是未克服的。例如 ,Melanie and her ex still have some unresolved issues. Melanie 和前男友还有些尚未解决的问题或者是 the conflicts between this couple remained unresolved even after counseling.即便经过咨商后，这对夫妻的冲突仍然没有解决。
Thank you, Michelle. All right, let's get right into our lesson here, learning about emotional debt. We read here, we can't move beyond the past until our emotional debts are paid. So something about debts is that you need to pay those debts. Rebecca, have you ever been in debt financially?
Unfortunately, I have been in debt financially. Well, you know, student loans. Student loans are a big one, at least back in America. I don't know what it's like here in Taiwan, but if you want to go to college and you can't pay out of pocket, you don't have the money, you can take out a student loan. Now, thank goodness, I don't use a credit card that often, so I've never had that problem.
Okay, well, I use a credit card every once in a while. Of course, if I use it,then I have to pay off that debt, right? And it's good not to let that go for too long because you want to pay off your debts in a good and timely manner. So, in the same way, you want to pay off your emotional debts. You don't want to wait too long before you forgive other people or before you resolve things that need to be resolved.
Exactly.Well, let's get started with our lesson. We read, many people today live under the weight of debt from loans or credit cards. And that's exactly what we were just talking about. Now, to live under the weight of something, what exactly does that mean?
All right, if you're living under the weight of something, that means something is kind of like a burden to you.So just like Rebecca was saying, when she took out student loans, she had to take time to pay off those loans. It was probably always on your mind, right? Oh no, I still haven't paid off my loans yet, right?
Yes, unfortunately,
my student loans were definitely on my mind a lot, but I had to discipline my mind so I wasn't thinking about it all the time. Anyway, it's very easy when you live under the weight of something, like your debt, or if you live under the weight of guilt, shame, or even fear, you're constantly thinking about that issue.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned those things. So you, debt is not the only thing that you could live under the weight of. You could live under the weight of guilt, shame, or fear, or jealousy, or other emotions like this. So we want to get out from under the weight. We continue, as harm as financial debt is, there is another form of debt that is even more damaging, emotional debt. I like that sentence pattern, as adjective, as a noun is. And you use this kind of phrase when you want to follow up with something that maybe people haven't thought about, or maybe something that is a little surprising. For example, as beautiful as that girl is, she's kind of mean. Maybe you would think she's really nice because she's so beautiful, but you would say, as beautiful as she is, she's kind of mean.
And this is a great sentence pattern for you all to know. Well, right now, it's time for us to go to the
SC Challenge.
Yes.
As beautiful as you are, you're still kind of nice. Well, here we are. Are you happy, Simon?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Good, good. I just want to make sure you're happy now, right? You're okay?
I'm happy now, yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. You know, our lesson has to do with dealing with negative emotions. Do you ever experience negative emotions?
Sure. I think everyone has negative emotions sometimes.
Yeah, good, so you're a healthy individual. That's good. You have negative emotions sometimes too, like jealousy or anger or bitterness. Or are you experiencing any of those things right now?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Oh, that's good. That's good. How do you deal? I'm glad he's happy. How do you deal with those emotions when they come up?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Challenge.
That's right. It is a challenge. I think I try to share them with someone I trust, and I tend to try to think of something I can do. So I try to take action to improve the situation.
A very practical man. So you don't like to bottle up your emotions. That phrase appears in our lesson too. Do you ever bottle up your emotions?
I think I would like to bottle up my emotions, but that's a hard thing to do and not very healthy.
Yeah. It's a hard thing for you to do.
Maybe.
Some people like to bottle up their emotions. Sometimes I bottle up my emotions. I'm not going to get emotional right now with you, Simon, but it's true. Sometimes it's difficult to share my emotions with other people. Yeah. Thanks for understanding.
Just even talking about this right now is getting a little difficult for me.
Yeah. It's not a joke, man.
I don't think I can do this anymore.
Okay, well, goodbye, Simon. Be careful with our expensive microphone. All right. We'll see you all next time for the SC Challenge.
Well, continuing on with our lesson, we read, Dr. James Richard states that emotional debt occurs when we experience emotional pain that remains unresolved. Now let's pause here for just a moment and talk about that word unresolved. If a problem or situation is unresolved, that just means that it has not been solved yet or it hasn't ended.
And so, of course, the opposite is resolved. If you have a conflict with somebody, is it unresolved? Are you not talking anymore? You don't want to talk about it? Or did you resolve the conflict and now you're able to be friends again?
And we see here, if the pain is not dealt with, it will affect us our entire lives. And that is something you don't want to happen. But, you know, Gabe, I actually have a question for you. Can you do me a favor?
Can I do you a favor?
Can you do me a favor?
Well, I have an idea. Let's take a look at this phrase more in
the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Today, I'd like you to meet Pauline. She's one of our new teachers in InfoCloud this year. Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Ken. I'm glad to be here on InfoCloud. So, what should we talk about today?
Well, let me ask you this. When you want to ask someone to help you, what do you say?
Well, there are many ways to ask someone for help. I usually say, can I ask you a favor?
Can I ask you a favor is a very common and useful sentence to learn. Hey, Pauline, can I ask you a favor?
Sure.
Can you hand me that book?
Oh, here you go. Now, there's another expression in English that's also asking someone to do something, but it's more a command. Do me a favor.
Do me a favor? Can you not talk when I'm trying to read?
Did you hear the difference in tone, friends? Do me a favor is stronger, if not a rude expression. So next time when you want to ask someone for help, say, can I ask you a favor? It's the polite thing to say.
如果要向他人求助，最直接的讲法就是 Can you help me? 能帮个忙吗？但是有一个更礼貌又客气的请求 Can I ask you a favor? Favor 是恩惠 Can I ask you a favor? 能跟你要一个恩惠吗？就是能请你帮个忙吗？一般人听到这句话都会很乐意帮忙的。要注意还有一句话 Do me a favor 字面上也表示帮个忙，但这句话往往是一个不是很客气的请求。Do me a favor, can you not talk when I'm trying to read? 拜托帮帮忙，可不可以不要讲话，我在读书诶。如果是用这种语气讲，含义就完全不同咯。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we're in the middle of discussing emotional debts. Now, this is a topic that maybe some people don't really enjoy talking about, but it is definitely very necessary. You don't want to live under the weight of emotional debt. Well, friends, we have a little bit more that we want to learn about, so let's continue withOur next reading.
Emotional debt. Throughout the years, we have chances for happiness, love, and success. But unresolved pain can emerge, causing us to respond in ways that aren't reasonable, resulting in destroyed relationships and lost opportunities.Another negative result of emotional debt is that our friends and loved ones are affected by it and pay a high price. When we have a tendency to respond inappropriately, we often hurt those around us. Unfortunately, our unresolved problems sometimes become too much for them to handle, causing them to abandon the relationship.People with destructive patterns should check their lives for signs of unresolved pain.
OK, 接下来我们看 tendency 这个名词 T-E-N-D 这个字根有延伸的意思，所以 tendency 是指倾向或某种不好的习惯。如果要说有某做某件事情的倾向的话，是用 tendency 加上不定词 to 再加上原形动词。例如 Eddie has the tendency to brag when he wants to impress girls. Eddie 想要讨好女生的时候常常会自我吹嘘。或者是 The film discusses the hidden tendency of humans to be selfish. 这部电影谈的是隐藏人心中的自私的倾向。最后我们看的是 destructive 这个形容词。D-E 这个字首有离开或反对的意思 ,S-T-R-U-C-T 这个字根有建造的意思，所以 destructive 是指破坏性的或者是毁灭性的。例如 ,the destructive power of the hurricane caused many people to lose their homes. 这个飓风破坏性的力量造成许多人失去了家园。它的反义字是把字首的 D-E 换成 C-O-N。C-O-N 这个字首代表一起或共同的。所以 construct 是指建设， 例如 ，It took 3 years to construct this bridge. 这座桥花了三年才盖好。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks, Michelle. Let's continue with our lesson here. Throughout the years, we have chances for happiness, love, and success. Now, I just want you to think about that thought for a moment. If we have chances for happiness, love, and success, what that means is that sometimes we might not take those chances. We might miss those chances. So it's important for us to see every day as a chance for something good.
And how might we miss those chances to enjoy love and success? Well, our lesson gives us a hint. We read, but unresolved pain can emerge, causing us to respond in ways that aren't reasonable, resulting in destroyed relationships and lost opportunities. Actually, Gabe, I have seen this happen before.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Well, I've seen relationships actually destroyed because there's this unresolved pain or people aren't willing to work through issues, so they end up just cutting off these relationships. And I don't necessarily think that's the best way to handle a situation.
Well, so what you mean is that there is an issue that came up with two people right there and it was unresolved, or do you mean that maybe somebody had some stuff in their past, some pain in their own past, and so when they had this new relationship, then that stuff came out?
I think that it both things happen, mm-hmm. both situations happen where, you know, maybe you had something in the past and you never resolved that issue. Mm-hmm. You think you're fine, and then you have a relationship with somebody else. And that stuff emerges, that stuff comes up, and it actually ends up affecting your new friendship.
And friends, when we're saying the word relationship, we don't just mean a guy and a girl, mm-hmm. or husband and wife, right? We're talking about any kind of relationship. And so we want you to think about this, is that the reasons or the problems that you have in a relationship right now could be because of some unresolved pain in your past or the other person's past. All right, let's continue on here. Another negative result of emotional debt is that our friends and loved ones are affected by it and pay a high price. That phrase, to pay a high price or to pay a price, means that everything comes with a price, right? You pay for something. Well, if you have emotional debt that you haven't resolved, if you don't pay it, somebody else that you know will.
Right. So if you're paying a price for something, that just means you're also going to experience the bad side, the bad results of a situation. So let's say, for example, you see a brand new car and you decide, hey, I'm going to buy this car, even though you don't have the money to buy that car. Mm-hmm. Car. You take out your credit card, buy the car. You will pay the price.
Okay, so you're going to pay the price for the car. Speaking of buying a car, maybe you buy a used car, and it wasn't really maintained very well. So the first person that had the car did a lot of stuff to it, and he didn't keep it up. He didn't fix it or repair it. So when you bought this car, you paid the price in another way because you realized after a while, oh, no, this car is not as good as I thought it was. But I had to pay the price. So I paid more than I should have. And that's kind of how it is in our relationships sometimes, is that somebody has a problem, they don't want to resolve it, so you pay the price. For example, and this is maybe not an emotional thing, but say somebody is late to a meeting. Nobody can start the meeting until you are there. Well, you're late, 10 minutes. Other people have to pay the price for you being late.
Exactly. Well, let's continue on. We read, when we have a tendency to respond inappropriately, we often hurt those around us. Now, let's take a look at that word tendency. If you have a tendency to do something, this just means that you will probably or most likely do it.
For example, I have a tendency to hit my snooze in the morning several times before I actually wake up. I have a tendency to use a lot of napkins while I'm eating. Tendency is a noun, but you can use the verb form. You can tend to do something, and that's the same meaning. You can just use this phrase to tend to do something.
So if we want to change the sentence here in our lesson from tendency to tend to, you could say, when we tend to respond inappropriately, we often hurt those around us. So friends, it's really important that you can differentiate between tendency and tend to.
Well, our last sentence here says, people with destructive patterns should check their lives for signs of unresolved pain. And we're going to find out more about how to do this tomorrow, but for right now, it is twin
time. Hello, everyone. We're so glad to see you again. Welcome back to Twin Time. I'm Christina.
And I'm Serena. Do you know what time it is? It's time to review today's lesson. You know how to play, right?
Great. We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. You have to fill in the blank with the correct word.
Let's begin. The words are tendency, financial, loans, and destructive.
Okay, here's the first sentence. How did Lisa pay off all her school in 2 years?
This is a hard one, but I think you can do it. Do you know the answer? Correct. The answer is loans. How did Lisa pay off all her school loans in 2 years? Okay, here's the next one. Cats have to clean and groom themselves often.
Oh, I know the answer. Do you? You're right again. Cats have a tendency to clean and groom themselves often. Okay, here's one more sentence for you. Typhoons and hurricanes can be very to buildings.
We only have two words left. Do you know what the answer is? Great job. The answer is destructive. Typhoons and hurricanes can be very destructive to buildings. Great job, everyone.
All right. Well, we look forward to reviewing with you again very soon. See you next time right here on
Twin Time.
So what are some ways that can help with your emotional debt?
Well, I guess you're going to have to join us tomorrow to find out right here on
Studio Classroom.